Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth Sherman's here. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust. We got her when she was just a baby. Ruth is the internationally respected authority on speech and interpersonal communication, and the president of Ruth Sherman Associates. She is the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, and she's our good friend, Ruth Sherman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Glad to be here.
Good to have you back. Ruth, one of the things that that I talk a lot about on this show and that you've helped us with over the years is the concept of leadership, the concept of service, the concept of staying focused on, as my dad would have said, dancing with the one what brung you, meaning taking care of your customers and taking care of the people that are the most important to you. But we seem to have in the ivory halls, the ivory towers, I should say, of America, specifically Washington and Wall Street, we seem to have. Those folks seem to have lost their way along those lines. What do you think?
Oh, completely. They've completely lost their way. In fact, any business who wants to stay relevant, Jim, and I know that you are very involved in this concept, needs to look at this as an example of what not to do.
What not to? How to absolutely not screw it up by the numbers, and specifically, folks, we're not talking partisan here. We're talking behavior of a class of people, and when we look at Washington, Washington is behaving among themselves as if they're in their own little bubble, and the rest of the world doesn't matter.
That is correct, and they've completely lost, like you said, lost their way in terms of they forgot who their customer is, and their customer is us.
It is us.
It is you and me. It is the American people.
Right.
And we are not being well served.
There's another example. I've been saying this for a long time. It's Wall Street. I mean, look. There was a time, Ruth, when we would say that Wall Street was a leading indicator of the Main Street economy.
Yeah.
Well, today I've been saying for 4 or 5 years now, Wall Street is merely a leading indicator of itself.
Yeah.
Because think about this. What's wrong with a picture where Wall Street is at record levels, but Main Street is still languishing near recession levels? Those two aren't connected anymore, and it's because I think on Wall Street, as we have in Washington, instead of leadership, we have narcissism. What do you think?
I totally agree, and I think that it's you know, there is a connection, obviously, between Wall Street and Washington.
Yep.
And it's that money connection.
It's called collusion and corruption is what it's called.
It is called collusion and corruption.
Yeah.
I agree with you completely on all of that. So I think what we need to do, Jim, is as business owners and as people who advise and work with other businesses, what we need to do is to, like you said, always remember to dance with the one that brung you. I love that. I might use that as a subject line in one of my e-zines coming up, with your permission.
Sure.
But with the idea that we have to, as business owners, push our customers to embrace innovation, and even if they are not, we have to always be thinking about them, about what's going to make them more successful.
Right.
What's going to help them increase their bottom line, grow their businesses, develop their people, and achieve the results, whether that's personal or professional happiness or both, that ultimately improves our lives as citizens of this country and of the world.
What you're describing right now is the essence of relevance. And see, what I say in my new book, Ruth, is relevance is trumping competitiveness in the age of the customer. And by that I mean there was a time when just making your products and services available to your customer, being competitive in that way was enough, because customers knew what they wanted. They came to you and when they needed what you sold, and you made the transaction and everybody was happy. Today, as you say, customers are not looking for vendors. They got plenty of those. They're looking for partners. They're looking for problem solvers, and that means they're not looking for somebody who's competitive. They're looking for somebody who's relevant to them and their world.
Absolutely.
And that's what you just described.
There's no question about it. So, for example, one of the things that you know that I do is I work with people on video, and it is very difficult to persuade a lot of businesses that video is here, it's now, it's exploding. And if they don't get on board the video bandwagon, so to speak, they are going to be left behind. They're going to have to play catch up.
Right.
So what I do, of course, is I go into the research and I say, here's what's going on. So, you know, 1 minute of video has the same emotional impact as 1.8 million words, Jim.
Wow. 1 minute of video and versus 1.8 million words?
Has the same emotional impact.
Wow.
Yeah, has the same emotional impact.
I'd never heard that ratio before.
Well, I hadn't heard it either. And then I went and I did some research, and I thought, oh, my. And this is from Forrester. You know Forrester, the company, right? Of course. And, and so taking that a step further, 150 days, ready for an hour a day to produce 1.8 million words.
Wow.
You know, where it can take you a few minutes to shoot a video to get that same result. So,
let's put that 1.8 million words in perspective, folks.
Yep.
The average business book of, say, a couple of hundred pages or so is about 50,000 words.
Correct.
A whole book is 50,000 words, and you're talking about comparing 1 minute of video to 1.8 million words.
Yes.
In terms of the emotional impact.
Correct.
We're not talking content, folks. We're talking about the emotional impact, right?
That's right. We're talking about the emotional impact. We're not talking about the number of words. We're talking about, you know, Jim, I mean, I talk about this all the time. It's part of what I do in terms of speaking versus writing.
Right.
You know, when we're speaking, it's how you say what you say, and there is so much rich meaning that gets added to those words when you're speaking. And, of course, that's what video is,
and
even if you're not on camera.
And now you're making the case for what I've been saying for a long time. Social media is fine, it's great, but face-to-face, the humanity of your message is the original social media.
The original social media, and pick up the phone, gosh darn it,
you're
not
exactly.
Face-to-face.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. I need a website, Ruth.
It is ruthsherman.com.
Stand by, folks. We'll take a quick break. By the way, you can find Ruth's book wherever books are sold. Check out her website. You'll like what you find. Ruth Sherman and I will be right back, 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.